So, Rachel, the last few elections certainly haven't been perfect. How about this one? You've been out and about. Have you encountered any problems at polls?
So I didn't encounter any problems, fortunately. I did talk to the ACLU, and they had heard of a few things. There were a couple of polling places in the city that opened late. Matthew Henson Elementary workers, they needed to set up the ballot machines, and so there was a long line when they opened, and they opened a little late. Federal Hill Prep also opened about 15 minutes late, and there was at least one report of someone who turned away without voting because she had to go to work. In Deal in Anne Arundel County, there was a polling site where the ballot machines were down because of a power outage. Voters were submitting paper ballots until the machines could be brought back online. And then at an elementary school in Annapolis, the wheelchair accessible ramp led to a locked door. So the polling site was not initially accessible, and the State Board of Elections had to send someone out there to address that. But those were kind of the main things I had heard about. I know there were a few other sites that also opened late, and at least a couple other reports of some very long, hour-long lines.
But at this point, nobody's been telling you at the State Board of Elections that they're thinking about extending hours at any polling stations, anything like that. That's happened in the past, but that doesn't look like it's happening tonight, right?
If it is happening, I haven't heard about it. Yeah, no, in the past, if there are significant delays in getting things up and running, the Board of Elections will extend voting by an hour. But as far as I know, they have not said they would do that.
So as you talk to voters, what are they telling you?
So I talked to voters at a couple of different places, and I found that a lot of voters in the city said they were Democrats, but they were voting for Hogan. Some said that they voted for Hogan in 2014, because they were so frustrated with the O'Malley administration that they voted for Hogan and they plan to do so again this time around. Some said that they did not vote for Hogan in 2014 because, again, they're Democrats, but they, you know, thought that he had done a pretty good job for the last 4 years and were planning to vote for him this time around.